This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast.
You can't hear. A Touchline Rant podcast is brought to you by Gary's Farms. Plant anything, and it will grow. Now, presenting your hosts, Mitchell and Luke.
Episode 224 of a Touchline Rant podcast. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us here. Welcome. Come in. Bit of a new feel this week. New feel. We're back at our home away from home, Digichemistry Studios. Mitch, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm loving that intro. It's definitely a new vibe going on.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. I like it. Spruced ourselves up a bit. It's a special one.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time in a while, Mitch, that it's just myself and you. It's usually there's loads of us.
I know. It feels strange. Stripped back, aren't we?
It does feel
not stripped off. Stripped back.
Not stripped off, no. I mean, throughout the podcast we may be intermittently joined by you know, guests. I don't know who they may be. We're just going to see. This is going to be like putting on a brand new pair of cozy slippers, this episode.
Don't worry, I'm here, yeah.
There, this is... this is our producer. So, you go...
I got to get the effect. Hang on. Wait, which one was it now? Yeah. Ah, that was it. Yes! It is me, DJ Willy. Any questions you have tonight, you can just pass them to me, okay? DJ Willy, you're in good hands. Peace!
DJ Willy in the house with us this week. Just adding that little bit of magic dust on top. Talking about magic dust, Manchester City, Mitchell, they were pretty good, weren't they?
Hang on.
Mitch,
he's back.
I'm here. don't panic.
Right.
I'm so starstruck by Haaland's performance.
I thought you meant by DJ Willy then.
Both. Bit of both, actually.
I'm under some stressful situations right now, yo.
DJ Willy has worked his absolute socks off for us this week to get this set up. Haaland.
Yes.
Can I throw something out there and just see if you feel me? See if you feel me, Mitchell. Haaland is very good. He's extraordinarily talented, but he's boring as fuck.
Well, he's just one of those. It's like, yeah, right. You're good at football. You know when there's like the older kid that plays with the younger kids in the playground or on the street, and he just goes, oh, can I have a game? And they go, oh, okay, yeah, we'll let you have a game. And then he scores all the goals. And I was like, can you just go in for your tea now? And it's a bit unfair, really. I did laugh at that tweet by, was it Mark Watson, who said that he should be allowed to play for 30 minutes for people in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like a special move.
Yeah, just bring him on.
And it gets parachuted in.
I'm up for that.
I think that sounds like a good move.
I'm up for that. Imagine, you know, Wales, England. Last, you know, sort of 0-0, 60 minutes. Get him on. Get him up top.
Unleash the Haaland.
Yeah, unleash the Haaland. And he comes off the bench. He's just a bit robotic. In the same way. It's the same
way. You just press the right trigger button.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Beep button. And he comes up.
Yeah, just bang. And he just appears.
Have we got a Haaland sound effect? Well, producer.
Ooh, that was good. Haaland off the bench. It works.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. We've gone with three of the sound effects there because he scored three goals, obviously. Is he only ever going to score hat-tricks from now on as well? Is that all he does?
Well, I mean... he only deals in hat tricks, doesn't he?
That's all he
and
does.
He only deals in when you haven't captained him. I think he scores hat tricks.
He does.
On Fantasy Premier League.
Well, I have. I was going to say, for those who don't know, the only one who does know is you, really. I have stubbornly refused to captain Haaland all season. Mainly it did start, if I'm being honest, because I captained other players over him and they didn't do anything and Haaland did. But then I was still committed to Salah, thinking, no, he's got good fixtures. And Haaland kept scoring. And then it got to the point where everyone was captaining him. So actually, no one was making any ground on anyone. Do you know what I mean? And now it's just a point of principle. So this week, I captained James Maddison. That was all right. You know.
You did all right this week.
Yeah, not Haaland level.
Here's a question for you.
Question?
As a Manchester United fan, Luke. Yeah. How much do you read into Sunday's game? Or is it just one of those where, like, you've just got to write Haaland and City off? They're just that good. Or is it Manchester United and you've actually got to... It's a Manchester derby... And actually, there should be a huge, I'm not saying inquest, but, you know, review of what went wrong on Sunday.
I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. I think, if I'm being truthful, I think it is a bit of both in so much as you need to show fire. However, we don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Because up until this game...
I do like that phrase.
It's a good phrase. Up until this game, everyone was raving about Ten Hag. He turned them around, so on and so forth. And we were putting in good performances. I think City are just really, really fucking good. And they're playing really good football. However, there were moments. So Haaland's goal, where De Bruyne put a beautiful ball into the box. And then Haaland just... hit away, like individual moments within that particular goal, like De Gea, for example. De Gea needs to come for that, for me, you know, and he didn't, and it cost us a goal. Defence need to, you know, head that ball out away. Not taking anything away from City's goal, I just think there were individual errors. I believe the first goal, we gifted them back possession. I believe we were, you know, we could have attacked. We could have counter-attacked, but we didn't. And we ended up conceding. And it was just...
Man United were very sloppy with the possession. They were getting, really, particularly first half. Their passing, and they weren't difficult passes. Even Eriksen, who's, you know, normally so precise with his passing, there were some straightforward passes. McTominay was astray. I just felt like there were some simple balls, really, and they just were... completely off with their radar, kept giving it back to City all the time. And that's stuff where, you know, if City score an amazing goal and you can't defend against it, then fair enough, you hold your hands up. But when you're continually giving them possession to hurt you, then there's definitely a bit of both in the performance, I thought. Yeah,
definitely. I do think it's, you can say, you know, oh, okay, well, you know, they're the best team in the league right now on form, but that still shouldn't take away from the fact that we didn't go at them. We gave them. We were bad as well as them being very good in that, especially in the first half, because we won the second half. You know, so you've got to take every victory, no matter how small. And we did win.
Basically, won all then, wasn't it?
Yeah, basically, it's a draw. I don't know why the Premier League had, you know, persisted in this bullshit. But you know what I mean? I just think they're very good. Someone who I think. Consistently, not goes under the radar. Bernardo Silva, do you know what I mean? He's never lauded to the same extent as some of the other players, but he's legitimately world-class. Like, I think he's brilliant, and he's also seemingly playing out of position. I wouldn't have him as a centre-mid.
He's very good, isn't he? He doesn't get the sort of headlines, the other players, but you can tell how much Pep trusts him by... how much he plays and plays in the big games, and also comes up with some crucial goals for City as well. You know, it's not just scoring and, you know, assisting and performing when they're sort of 6-0 up. He's sometimes pulling them through or helping pull them through in those sort of clutch games as well. So he's a great player and one of those that just seems like he seems like he's happy enough to be playing wherever he's asked to play.
Yeah.
Whether he's coming on or starting, it just seems like a manager's dream, isn't it, to have someone like that just to call on.
Yeah, he's just, he's everything about him is, he, it's also, I think what we're looking at now with Bernardo Silva and also players like Jack Grealish and so on, we're actually what we're seeing with Jesus leaving the club and Sterling leaving the club, they almost feel more secure of starts. I was thinking this about Phil Foden when you and I were having our, because you transferred out Phil Foden this week, didn't you, Mitch?
I did.
You did, yeah.
Is that a sad jingle for that? Okay,
that must have been how you felt. Mood. Yeah, waking up and finding out that Foden has scored a hat trick and you transferred him out.
Well, I did say to you, didn't I, on our WhatsApp, I said, you watch, you'll score a brace now.
Yeah, you said a brace and he betted you.
Because we were talking about whether I transfer out Bowen or Foden for Madison. And I kept with Bowen because I thought he'd still had, he had something there. And then I thought, great, Bowen scored, you know, assist and goal. And I said to you, just for almost for a laugh, you know, you watch Foden score a brace now. How wrong was I? How about three?
DJ Willie getting it in there.
Then luckily, I suppose luckily, it's kind of like bittersweet because Madison then destroyed my own team. But
yeah, but you got the points.
Within 1 point of Foden. It was a proper roller coaster. But anyway, as you were saying about Foden, outside Kroger of wild. Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah, outside the... He's more sure of starts. So I feel more comfortable now, sort of selecting an 11 for Man City. I feel comfortable that I could pick the 11 more so than I have been in the course of the last 3 years, where it's like, Christ, they've got, you know, 27.
Although, having said that, Pep did pull a bit of a surprise in defence, didn't he, on the weekend?
He will do that, though. It is more in the defence, he will just throw something in there. Do you know what I mean? He will just throw these left field sort of selections out. But they're very back heavy, aren't they? It's all in the trunk. Pep's got it all in. Can we have a DJ Willie? Can we have a sound effect for Pep having all the junk in the trunk?
It's another banger.
There you go. That's literally perfect, isn't it?
It's perfect. I do think you're right about Grealish. Just last point in City, I think Grealish is looking a lot more at home in a City shirt at the moment. He seems like he's got a bit of confidence about him.
Yeah,
his play is a lot more intricate. He's making the right decisions. He's just looks like the Grealish that we saw at Villa. And obviously, if suddenly he starts firing as well, then I mean I can see City just running away with the league.
It's looking more and more
they're
like
just going to win it. Can't
yeah,
they?
It is looking more and more like that. Especially as we move into our second topic of the conversation is Liverpool.
You're ready to party.
We're ready. We're ready. We're getting there. As we
Are you
move,
ready? I'm ready.
Right. So we move into section two.
Section You're ready two. To party. Let me hear you.
DJ Willie setting up for section number two.
Have the wheels fallen off the Liverpool bus?
The wheels have fallen off the podcast.
I look at it less that the wheels have fallen off the podcast and more that what we've got is now those spinning rims on it. That's what I reckon.
It feels like a party bus.
DJ Willie is our neon. He's our neon lights underneath the Corsa that is the Touchline Ramp podcast.
Ah, dear. Have the wheels fallen off Liverpool? I don't think so. I think that they obviously have got problems defensively, and they've definitely changed the way. Salah's role has been a bit different this season. He seems to be more creator for some of the other players like Diaz and Nunes at the very start of the season.
Yeah.
And then I almost and Trent is actually, I think he's taken up more of that inverted sort of fullback position at times as well, rather than just whipping it straight in. And then obviously defensively, then they've got to adjust to Nunes. Obviously they haven't seen as much of him because he got the red card and hasn't found his way back into the team immediately. But defensively, they've obviously got issues, and Trent is the one that has been highlighted by lots of experts. Van Dijk doesn't quite seem the player he was when he first joined Liverpool. He seems to be a bit more prone to getting caught out a little bit. So they have got issues. I don't think the wheels have quite fallen off yet. I think that there are, when they're scoring three goals at home, I think they're still that they can still be that Liverpool swashbuckling side that, you know, completely blows sides away at times. But I just think Brighton deserve a bit of credit for the weekend.
Brighton were
astonishing. I think the new manager's come in with a reputation for being a very attacking-minded manager. I think he said that a lot in his interviews when he took the job. And he has got weapons, and Trossard is a perfect example, who has been used at times as a fullback by Potter, and I wonder whether he'll use him further up the field. It's difficult to judge, obviously, on one game, but Trossard seems to have that record at Anfield. You know, players just have that ground that they love going to. But what a hat-trick. I mean, I'd like to give a bit of credit to Brighton. I don't think Liverpool have got problems, so I wouldn't say wheels have fallen off, but I definitely would like to think that Brighton more than played their part in what was a fantastic game. And then to go 3-2 down after being 2-0 up and still have the strength to come back and get that equaliser was brilliant. It was a great game, wasn't it?
It was. It was a really good game. Liverpool play Arsenal, obviously, coming up. I know we don't usually do predictions, but let's have a look in there, because
Predictions.
Do you think Arsenal will test the back line of Liverpool as much as they did the Spurs back line? Because you mentioned Trent, and I know Klopp came out, and I know he had his little, look at me, I'm a football coach, little talk that he did about Trent, saying it's, you know, what his role is and why he's so good and blah, blah, blah. It's fine. Trent's brilliant going forward. We all realise this. But when teams know that they can just, if they can win the ball back from you in their half and ping the ball out wide, there's no one going to fucking be there. You can be as good going forward as you want. It doesn't matter. And with players like Martinelli and Saka and Jesus in the form that Arsenal are in, I think it could be another rough weekend ahead for Liverpool. Do you agree? Or do you think?
I do agree. Yeah, I think
you do.
Arsenal. Arsenal are playing very well at the moment. They were great on the weekend. I think
hammered Spurs.
Like you said, they've got a lot of weapons that can hurt Liverpool. And I just think that it's very easy to say that, you know, we just play with attacking fullbacks. But I do think that if you're going to, you've got to sometimes play the game and the opposition, and you're not always going to be on the attack. You're not always going to have more of the ball. You're not always going to have, you're not going to be able to, I guess, dominate every game and just say, well, okay, all our fullbacks are going to push up and we're going to push the opposition back. When you've got teams that equally have attack-minded players, ones that can, you know, keep the ball and can hit you, then I think you need to be able to adapt. So it's definitely something. I think they can't be belligerent. They should be looking at how they can solve that problem at the full backs position, if that's going to be something that Robertson obviously pushes for. But Trent's been the one who's been highlighted. And Arsenal are playing really well with loads of confidence. You know, you've got people like Xhaka, who's a man transformed at the moment.
Yeah.
Odegaard is just a really silky smooth player at the moment. Martinelli, as you said, Jesus just looks like a perfect fit. I can see Arsenal winning this game. I think Liverpool do have to be a bit more adaptable in how they approach games and how they approach that, I guess, the way they, I guess the position of their fullbacks and whether their starting position and how much they're asked to bust a gut to get back. Because Arsenal are definitely a side that can dominate the ball in that game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of the games of the weekend for me. It's the one I'm looking forward to probably the most. Because it you know, Liverpool could, as you say, you know, Liverpool can beat anyone on their day. It's just, I don't know, it just feels as though it's a bit rusty. I think that's the right phrase to use. It's the rusty.
I think it looks like
rusty noise.
When they were struggling a couple of years ago when they were defending their title, and I think the problem then was they just were really goal shy, but it just, something wasn't clicking. And then Klopp did find the solution. I think they just were low on confidence, and they just got beaten. I remember they just got beaten at home to Fulham, and they'd lost another game at Anfield, and just things weren't happening. And so I think Klopp's a top manager, and he can put it right. You've seen some ridiculous calls for that his time is up at Liverpool. I just think it's just bonkers.
Very premature.
But I do think that they are they're just in this sort of strange, I guess not transitional, but just something's not right. Rusty might be the right word. I just think that they can get it right. I don't think the wheels have fallen off, but they're coming up against sides that know that actually, even Liverpool, if you imagine that Liverpool scoring 3 goals at home, you just wouldn't imagine that any side think that they could get anything out of the game. But I think now, you know that there are areas you can hurt them, and actually if Liverpool go a goal up, or even if they're, you know, if they score 2-3 goals in the game, that if you've got, you know, good attacking players on the pitch, that actually you can hurt them as well. So it's a strange one. So I think Thiago coming back should help, but obviously he was back on the weekend and it didn't solve everything. Yeah. So it's one of those where I think they do need to get on the training pitch and look at how they adjust to sides that actually can be just as attacking as they are, which could make for some really exciting games. Could be like a shootout every game with Liverpool.
That's what we want,
which is great.
That's exactly what you want. You want a game where it's just, you know, balls out just balls out for, straight at the wall, full speed, both teams going at it, you know, like that YouTuber farce of a thing that happened.
Don't talk to me about that.
But it was those, you know, it was a lot of goals involved, and ultimately that's what people want to see. Don't get me wrong, I've seen a 0-0 that I've enjoyed, but give me a 4-4, especially as a neutral, you know.
Definitely.
Do we move on to section 3?
Yeah, go on.
Go on then, DJ Willy on the decks.
Section 3. Section 3.
It's my favourite section.
What's that? What's that? The man from Home Alone at the end. Shouting Kevin. Oh my god.
That's the end of the section 3 jingle. There, that's how it ends.
Naturally.
Yeah, that's the only point.
Keep the change, you filthy
We
animal.
Could have used that earlier if we talked about Kevin De Bruyne.
There you go. It's literally perfect. Chelsea.
I've got the section 3 music stuck in my head, sorry. Yeah,
do you want it again?
Can we have it again, please?
Section 3.
The Kevin at the end is the best bit. Section 3 intro music is gonna be better than section 3.
Definitely. I actually feel like, I feel it's quite appropriate to play that from Home Alone, because I feel like with it just being us, it does feel like we've been left home alone, and yeah. We're just like literally getting out all the gadgets and messing the place up, basically.
The shackles are completely off. So when it's just you and me, things do tend to go a little bit awry. But you add DJ Willy into the mix.
It's carnage.
He's added a layer that was
up. You're ready to party. Let me hear.
This is. There's nowhere genuinely in the world right now that I would rather be than here with DJ Willy and you doing this. This might be peak. I was going to say Chelsea. And go there and just think, like, this is DJ Willy. Could you get me Chelsea's recent results in the Premier League?
I'm on it.
I don't know how we've ever functioned without him at this point. Chelsea are just—they're a bit. They seem a bit hit and miss this season again. Like it feels as though it's. City are really good. Arsenal are pretty good. Spurs are all right. Then it's sort of Liverpool and Chelsea. Then it's United. Do you know what I mean? It's got that feel about everyone feels as though they got their place. And then Brighton are coming in, throwing some junk into the mix.
What do you want to know?
Here we go. Look, right, okay. So what was Chelsea's last three Premier League results? The last one they beat Palace.
Alright, so here it is, yeah. The last one they beat Palace on Saturday the 1st of October. They won 2-1. Then you had a game which was postponed. That was a game against Liverpool. Postponed, so no goal. Then you had the 14th of September. They played against a band. I don't know where I'm at now. RB Salzburg and Chelsea. That was 1-0. Then you had a game between Fulham and Chelsea. That was postponed. Then on the 6th of September, you had Dynamo Zagreb and Chelsea 1-0. Then before that, on the 3rd of September, you had Chelsea versus West Ham 2-1. Then before that, on the 30th of August, you had Chelsea versus Southampton, and Southampton won 2-1. That was a recent result.
Oh my God.
Thanks, DJ Willy.
Oh. Oh, dear God.
Oh. Right, so as those results have shown us, up and down, Mitch.
A bit up and down.
Up and down, yeah, and not in Potter's... a good way at all. Is it...
Exactly, yeah.
Is it
Potter's
just...
trying to find his way now as well with his team, and you can see you could see in the first two games, obviously the draw in the Champions League, and then even a win at the weekend, they were quite lucky to win the game. Palace played all right, and it obviously was a last minute goal, and you could see that they just weren't quite. Yeah, it's going to take him a little bit of time, I think, and it's going to be unusual, because I just think you wouldn't normally associate Chelsea and Abramovich since the Abramovich era with giving managers time and being patient and stuff like that. But it's going to take time, because I think there are certain players like Jorginho and even Kante. I don't know if Kante's not fit at the moment, but I don't know quite how they would fit into a Potter system. And it'll be interesting to see how he uses the fullbacks, obviously with Cucurella being a player that he managed recently as well. I think James and Chilwell switched sides with about 20 to go, maybe 25 to go. Palace switched sides.
Zaha went out wide against Chilwell.
That's, That's right. Yeah, he yeah, did. He... Sorry. Yeah, it was a Palace switch, but it was interesting. It'll be interesting to see how he Potter uses those fullbacks and whether he James has played. Obviously, he's played in a three at centre back, and Cucurella has played for Potter in a three.
Yep.
One of the three centre back positions. So it'll be really interesting. And I do wonder. I think it will take him a bit of time. So I think Chelsea are going to be a bit like that for a while, really.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll. I think they might struggle to make top four because I think people are going to have to be patient with Potter and Potter's Chelsea.
Yeah, I agree. I think they need to be a lot more patient with Potter than they were Tuchel, which who still I just think is ridiculous.
Like Hermione and Ron.
Exactly. You come. If one of them goes to war, they all go to war. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? Cucurella actually looks a bit like Hermione Granger.
He does a little bit, doesn't he?
He does look a little... How weird is that? Maybe they relate... Right, okay. We can't go down... Right, is that the end of section three? Do we have an outro? Do we throw to an outro?
It's another banger.
Beautiful. Perfect. Mitch, what are you thinking fantasy-wise before? We'll be wrapping shortly. We're at that time. But what are you thinking fantasy? Hit me.
The aforementioned Zaha is top of the list at the moment. But it's just a case of how I get to him because I can't do a direct transfer from Ward-Prowse, who I'd like to get rid of. So it would, if I was bringing him in, it would have to be either for Madison or Madison or Bowen.
And would you
want to do? So no, I don't really know. West Ham on Zaha.
West Ham have got good fixtures, and
Mitrovic might be out. And the Tottenham game, we don't know. I think that might be going ahead. There's a bit of rumours that the rail strikes might be there, so I'll have a Kane problem if that's off. I don't know. Maybe I'll just like bury my head in the sand and roll. It feels like that's the thing. Every time I'm not sure what to do, the solution would have been to not do anything.
Yeah.
Hence, the Foden to Madison, which although Madison did really well, he was still one point worse off than Foden. So I feel like if I get stuck, what I need to do is just throw my phone in the water.
Yeah. I agree. I think every now and again I need those moments in my life where I just go to the sea and just fuck my phone off in it. Do you know what I mean?
Can we have a sea sound effect? Can we have a sound effect for throwing my phone in the sea?
Splash.
Oh. Well, I mean, what more?
What's your move?
My move is Adam Armstrong. I'm getting rid of Adam Armstrong this week. He's gone. They've got Man City. I might be bringing in Callum Wilson up front. That's what I'm thinking. I'm still on the fence about that. If the game is, I might lose McAllister, but I have a feeling that if I lose McAllister, I think it'll come back and bite me at some point. I'd love to get to Kevin De Bruyne, but. When it's isolated, it sounds so horrific, doesn't it?
Terrifying.
But yeah, I think it will be Adam Armstrong gone this week. I think that's what will happen. Stay tuned for more info as we have it. right, have we got any more for any more? Have we had any listener comments or emails throughout this podcast, DJ Willy? Has any come in hot off the press?
We have had a question come in. I'm back here.
We've had a question for the Touchline Rant podcast. Mitchell, tell us what the weather is like where you are. Make us all very jealous.
Well, do you want the truth or do you want me to make you feel jealous? Because the truth is that it's still fairly early here, but it looks like it's going to be a horrible, grey, rainy day here in Australia. So nothing to be jealous about here.
Well, I mean, you should have lied, really, shouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? Who is that question from?
That was from my mum.
Look what you've done now. Mrs. Willie. She took the time and effort to get in.
Her name's Billy.
Billy Willie. Billy Willie tried to get involved.
Her middle name is Chili.
Billy Chili Willie via a Touchline Rant on Twitter, at a Touchline Rant.
She often acts quite silly.
So... Silly Billy Chili Willy. thank you for that. Thanks for that, Mrs. Willy. Billy.
Thanks for your question, yeah.
Yeah, it's been an utter pleasure. Mitch, have you got any more for any more?
Not really. I think I'm
spent.
All willied out.
Yeah, you look it. You do look it. It is early, though. dear listener, thank you so much for tuning in this week to a Touchline Rant podcast. It's been my pleasure. I know it's been Mitch's pleasure. DJ Willie, thank you for joining us this week.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done it without you. Thanks for the wires and the microphones and the ambiance. We'll see you next week.
A Touchline Rant is sponsored by Gary DJs, providing you with a DJ for your occasion. Just contact GaryDJ.com to book your DJ now. We do every event from weddings, funerals, even anniversaries. It's Gary's DJs. Go on now and book your DJ. Touchline Rant Podcast. Listen to it on all social media platforms. Spotify. Apple Podcasts. Is Deezer still a thing? Can they still listen to podcasts on Deezer? Do you remember Deezer?
Remember the Tumblr.
Nah, I don't remember no Tumblr, man. Good night, everyone.
Hang on. That's phenomenal.
Oh my god.
We get Mitch back on and have a debrief.
Get him on your phone.
Yeah, I'll get him on the phone.
Right, I'm going to stop this.
All right.
Oh man.
This podcast is a Bendy Geddig Media production.